It's beautiful, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Nothing.
But of course, there is something wrong in this thriller, not quite horror film. A young couple from the city looking to make a fresh start rents an old house way out in the country. There's no one around for miles.
Well, I give you Conley Manor.
Floyd resident and actor Rob Newkirch plays the realtor, giving the new owners their first look at the house. The couple is played by Christian Oliver and Rachel Marie Lewis.
What's in there?
Oh, that's the spare room. I think you're going to like the, it's locked. And I do not have a key. I must have left it back at the office. You know what? I'll look for it and I'll bring it by in a couple of days.
The realtor has forgotten his key, but as the movie's tagline puts it, evil has a key. Jason Gallimore, who lives in Floyd, had a cameo in the film. His day job is lead promoter of Chantilly Farm, where the movie will premiere. He says, though House of Good and Evil may be a bit scary, it'll be a lot of fun to see on the big screen under the stars.
It's really going to be a great community event. We would recommend, you know, for folks thinking about bringing their children, that parental discretion is definitely advised due to the content of the film. But it's more of a psycho thriller than a horror film, you know, and I think it will rattle some people's imaginations, but overall, I think people are really going to enjoy it, and especially the folks who are familiar with our local community, because they're going to see so many Floyd County things in the film, and that's exciting.
The screen for the film will be here in front of the pavilion, and the folks will be setting up in this natural amphitheater area. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Dave Larson owns Chantilly Farm, a 140-acre outdoor special events venue in Floyd, a few miles from the Blue Ridge Parkway.
When Blue and his group came to do the movie, they were looking for a place to sort of settle down to do the movie because it was filmed about 2.5 miles from here over at the schoolhouse. And so Jason and I invited them to use Chantilly Farm as a base of operation. So they did. They used our office as sort of a staging area, and some of them camped here with RVs, and they had catered meals. So they kind of lived on the farm, some of them, part of the crew.
Blue is Blue de Goyer, the force behind House of Good and Evil. He wrote the screenplay, and his wife, executive producer Sue Whalen de Goyer, is originally from Floyd. They now live in California, but Blue says things went so well, he'd like to shoot another movie here.
This is probably the most film-friendly place you can ever find. I mean, it has so much culture, and living in California, A, you don't really see the seasons, and I think that's a huge aspect for our film, is you felt that fall was coming, you felt the darkness coming, and we couldn't have done it anywhere else.
Costs were low for the filmmakers, with donated time and space. De Goyer says his LLC, Shooting Creek, spent about $65,000 on Floyd making the movie. The total budget for this indie film was around $150,000. House of Good and Evil will have a limited release in theaters nationwide this October and a presence on video on demand. But it will be seen here first this Saturday night. The show starts at dark. I'm Robbie Harris.